and the phone booth. It's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
The women hanging on the telephone. The women hanging on the telephone.
I heard from mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I told you to ignore. Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again?
We've been hanging on the telephone. We've been hanging on the telephone.
It's good to hear your voice, you know it's been so long. If I don't get your calls, then everything goes wrong.
Chris Matthews says, tell me something I don't know.
We're talking about spies, a new spy book coming this month called Spy Wars. We'll say that a Russian defector, Soviet defector, who came and told us that the Russians had nothing to do with Lee Harvey Oswald when he was in Russia, that defector was a phony.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, thank you. I forget who that guy was, but he just said the Russians were involved in the murdering of the president. And Tweety says, okay, thank you. You would think that a charge like that the Russians participated in the murder of a president, might even get a, oh my gosh, out of a guy like Chris Matthews, but all we get out of Chris Matthews is, okay, thank you. On the ball as always, Chris. And then after asking everybody, tell me something I don't know, Chris Matthews tells himself something he doesn't know.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger will run against Barbara Boxer for the U.S. Senate from California.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it for a second. Why would a guy like Arnold Schwarzenegger get into politics so he could be the big cheese, so he could be the star, so he could be the center of attention, so he could be the gubernator or whatever he calls himself? But if he goes to Washington, he's going to be one of 100 people. He's going to be 1% of a really super dull thing called the U.S. Senate. Now, if you can be king of California or 1% of a super dull thing in D.C., I don't see it. I think Chris Matthews, once again, has his head up his ass. And what makes him think that Schwarzenegger could beat Boxer? Seems to me all Boxer's got to say is, let's debate. Remember, the only way Schwarzenegger got to be governor is because he agreed to one debate, and in the debate he said, we will get to the details later. And the idiots will go, hold on now, I have to back up. The idiots of California, they just might send Schwarzenegger to Washington because they love having an action star represent them. Are the people of California any smarter than the people of Oklahoma? Kind of makes you wonder.
It's tax time. Our question, will Democrats get rid of those lower Bush tax rates?
Yes and no. They'll keep some and let some sunset.
But they're going to cut, they're going to bring back some of the higher tax rates.
Indeed.
Dan Rather.
If so, not very many. I think they're basically going to stick with the tax breaks because they're afraid to do otherwise, they'd be blamed for any economic downturn.
Andrea?
And in fact, by getting rid of those tax breaks, they would have to make up with cuts elsewhere, and they can't agree on cuts. In fact, they're on this pork barrel run.
Well, that is so stupid, but they have to have a right-winger on the panel to throw out the most idiotic distortions imaginable just to make the liberals look bad. Why does she think they're going to have to make up for the tax cuts? Actually, it's the other way around. When you give away a bunch of tax cuts, then you've got a shortfall in the budget and you have to come up with some money to somehow fill that gap. But if you raise taxes on the super rich, a bunch of extra money comes in. Why does Andrea Mitchell think you're going to have to look for some cut somewhere to make up for all the extra money that's come in? What's wrong with her? That bitch is in her late 70s. Does she not remember that Bill Clinton cut taxes and gave us the best economy we ever had in our history? Can't anybody remember that? Can't the Democrats remember that? If Bush can remember tax cuts, good. Why can't the idiot Democrats remember Clinton raised taxes on the super rich and made the country an economic paradise? What's wrong with them? I'm always trying to get the Democrats to list the facts. When Clinton raised taxes on the super rich, everything was great. We had to argue about what to do with the surplus. We had fights over that. What are we going to do with the extra money? Candidate Bush said, we've got all this extra money. We ought to give it back to the people. and people believed him. So he gave it back to the super, super rich instead of the people, like he promised. And of course, there's no one on the panel that's going to speak up for logic or common sense or history or the facts. Nobody's going to do that. It's their job to lie to us. NBC is not going to put people on the air to tell you the truth. They're going to put people on the air to discuss the issues and spin things towards the Republicans, because that's what the super rich are. Oh, and then the crazy cow Andrea Mitchell says this.
In fact, they're on this pork barrel run.
What are we spending? $200 million a day in Iraq? Aren't we spending $1 billion a week in Iraq? And she's so concerned that the Democrats are on a pork run. Oh, please, lady, have you ever had an honest bone in your body your entire life? You're so worried that the Democrats are going to spend us into what? A problem? When is Bush's never-ending quagmire, his $2 trillion quagmire, going to end?
David Ignatius, will we have these Bush tax cuts in perpetuity, or will the Democrats let them die?
They will extend most of them, claiming all the while that they're trying to be responsible, that they're against tax breaks for the rich. But
if they let one die, they'll be blamed by the Republicans for raising taxes. That's my prediction. I'll make it.
Well, one thing's for sure. If you're a gambler, you can never go wrong betting on the stupidity and the timidity of the Democrats. Knowing that the Republicans will say, look what they done. The Democrats will probably freeze and wet themselves in fear like they always do, but it's so easy to say, hey, we raise taxes on the richest 1% in the country. If you're one of the richest 1% in the country, then get mad at us, bitch at us, scream at us. If you're one of the 99% who's not super, super rich, then this doesn't concern you, and it puts actually more money in your pocket because it lessens the burden for everybody if the super rich kick in at 1%. The pie has X amount of value. If the super rich pay more, then the pie is bigger. Everybody gets a bigger slice because the pie is bigger. That's why when you give the super rich a giant tax cut, the pie gets smaller. Services are fewer. There's less paint on the highways. There's fewer cops. There's fewer meat inspectors. There's fewer FAA air traffic controllers. Government is not bad the way they tell you it is. So you shouldn't mind if the super richest of us pay a little bit more taxes. It's not your problem. Let the super rich fend for themselves. Stop fighting to help the super rich. They can make it without your help. If the Democrats could figure that out. But no, they can't figure that out. They're too timid. They want to be fair to the super, super rich. And that's crazy. The super rich can get by without the Democrats' help. When are they going to learn that?
I'm glad you came here today. I admire your courage. It's Friday the 13th. And today a black cat passed the path of Don Imus. And he apologized to it. That's what's going on in this country. I don't know if you've heard, but the women's basketball team at Rutgers has decided to accept Don Imus's apology. Our long national nightmare is over, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that great? They accepted his apology, and then they went back to the dorm and listened to the new R. Kelly jam, Pee on a Ho. But before they accepted, they did say that not only was his comment unacceptable, but it was a shame it had to come from the only guy who was following women's basketball. Oh, I kid, please. You know, everybody is walking on eggshells nowadays. I listened to Howard Stern today, and he asked a porn star to please show me your tits. Today, the NHL asked Don Rickles to apologize to hockey pucks. The kids don't get that one, but he's been around a while. And there is some collateral damage in this Don Imus thing because the governor of New Jersey, my home state, John Corzine, is in the hospital tonight. He was rushing to a meeting with Don Imus and the Rutgers basketball team, and they were rushing so fast, the car had a terrible accident. He broke his leg, and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Because when someone insults a basketball team 10 days ago, you have to be ready to leap out of the car. Now, as far as anyone can remember, no New Jersey governor has ever been in a car crash, although a former governor, McGreevy, was frequently rear-ended. President Bush today spoke at a Catholic prayer breakfast. And you know, you could tell this was a Catholic prayer breakfast because it was in the morning and he said, I'm dying for a little Joe. And they brought him an altar boy. And the other big story of the week, you heard there was finally an outcome in that Duke lacrosse players case. Apparently, the woman, that African-American woman, the stripper, she apparently was lying. The attorney general said there was no credible evidence to back up her story. But her hair looked terrific.
Anywhere in Chicken Town. The bloody scene is bloody sad. The bloody news is bloody bad. The bloody weed is bloody turf. The bloody speed is bloody surf. Bloody folks are bloody daft. Don't make me bloody laugh. Bloody hurt to look around. Everywhere in Chicken Town. Bloody train is bloody late. Your bloody way, your bloody way. Bloody lost and bloody found. Stuck in fucking Chicken Town.
An offhanded remark uttered by an elderly man on the radio deserves nothing less than our full team coverage. I'm joined first via satellite by our senior black correspondent, Larry Wilmore. Larry, thanks for joining us. Nice to see you.
No problem, John. Thanks for flying me in.
Thanks for flying you in? I'm sorry about that. Our budget's been sort of tight.
Hey, of course, man. Hey, nice set, by the way.
Larry, you're,
I'm black?
Yes.
Yes, I am, John. And as one, I can say I'm really happy about the harsh punishment that Don Imus is getting. I mean, for a 90-year-old man to get 2 weeks off, damn, that's cold, man. I mean, who knows how much longer he's got?
Well, Larry, it does seem like a bit of a slap on the wrist to me.
Oh, no, John, it's devastating. I've done morning radio. I mean, the mood at the studio has gone from to
Larry, how do you feel a comment like this affects a team of accomplished young athletes?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, John, the real victims here are the white players on the team. The napless, smooth-headed players, if you will. I mean, they work just as hard to get to the finals. I mean, for them to not get insulted, frankly, that's an insult, John. I mean, these girls didn't choose to not be nappy-headed.
Well, Larry, to be fair, he also did call them all hoes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hoes was an attempt to be inclusive.
Excuse me, Larry?
Yes, Samantha Bee, our senior woman correspondent. May I,
If we're going to discuss hoes, I believe I should be the one to speak to that. Sorry, that came out wrong. But I am a woman, and I don't like hearing my sisters referred to as hoes any more than I would hearing them called bitches, tit sticks, buckets.
I've never heard any of those terms.
No, John, we just say them to each other. It's not okay when you do it.
Look, all right. Guys, is this a fair punishment that Imus got?
Yes, it is. 10 work days is fair punishment. 5 for the nappy-headed, 5 for the hoes.
6 for the nappy-headed.
Okay, let it go.
All right, let's move forward. What does this add to the discourse on offensive language in your mind?
Nothing. This should end it.
Imus was the sole source of racist, inflammatory language.
Really? I don't know. I listen to a lot of morning radio, and there's always some racial slur being said by some knuckle-dragging date rapist type.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'll handle this one.
In what capacity are you...
You know what I did, John. Allegedly. And as someone who does what I do, I need to ask, is no one going to stand up for free and ignorant, small-minded speech? I mean, if white ass like me can't insult people like these two idiots, you know who wins? Hitler.
It's my favorite mutiny. Cause I'm right here
with you. Your logic does not compute.
Come on. It's my favorite mutiny. Death to the pigs is my basic statement. I spit street stories till I taste the pavement. Trying to stay out the pen where we face enslavement. Had a foolproof hustle till they traced the payments. I was gripping my palm around some shitty rum. Trying to find Psalm number 151. To forget what I'm owed as I clutch the Komodo red. Put down the bottle and come get the gun. Let's get off the chain like Kunta Kinte with a Mac-10. They want us gone like a dollar in a crack den. Steadily subtracting seeds and stems. Mind clouded through the weeds and phlegm. Numbing my brain off of that and the Jesus hymns. If we waiting for the time to fight these is thems. Telling us to relax while they ease it in. We're getting greased again. The truth I write is so cold it'll freeze my pen. I boots Riley, it's a pleasure to meet you. Never let they punk ass ever defeat you. They got us on the corner wearing pleather and see-through. All y'all's gold mines, they wanna deplete you. I ain't just finna rap on the track, I'm finna clap on the back. And it's been stacking it at 500 years before Iceberg ever leaned back in the lack. Before they told Rosa Black in the back. Before the CIA told Ricky Ross to put crack in the sack. And Gil Scott traded rapping for smack. This beat alone should get platinum plaques. I'd rather see a million of us.
Good to be back, Dave.
Everything is good?
Life is great.
Yeah.
Life is wonderful.
Now, I wanted to get your take on this Don Imus and the Rutgers team and all of that.
My jaw dropped. I mean, yeah. I was shocked because I thought Imus died like 9 years ago. I thought that man had been dead. I was surprised that he was still alive because he just has one of those faces that belongs in the obituary.
Yeah, you know?
He should always have his date, you know, from birth to death right there every time you see him. So I was shocked that the man was still here.
Did you get a lot of calls? Did people call you for reaction?
Everybody called me. Yeah. My publicist was like, this person wants to talk, this one, this one, this one. And, you know, and I'm like, what the hell? Since when have I become the spokesperson for nappy-headed hoes? This is curly. It's curly. I love nappy hair, but this is curly.
Yeah.
Now, hoe, that's debatable.
Yeah.
God bless America, yes. This being election year, you know, they're wonderful people. Fine taxpayers.
Sure, you can imagine it is an unimaginable honor to live here.
During these last few months, I've been trained by Al Qaeda.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning? And find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling. Why don't you volunteer? Why don't you help mentor a child how to read? I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I think we ought to raise the age at which juveniles can have a gun.
Karen is with us, a West Texas girl, just like me.
Just a one-finger victory salute.
You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test.
A literate country and a hopeful country.
Ramzi Al-Sheed, or whatever the guy's name was.
You may recall we went to a park in Botswana, and you're working hard to put food on your family. He can't take the high horse and then claim the low road. Where wings take dream.
I didn't realize I had dyslexia.
terriers and bears everywhere
they misunderestimated.
It'll take time to restore chaos.
It's your money. You paid for it.
And I believe what I believe is right.
I think if you know what you believe, it makes it a lot easier to answer questions. I can't answer your questions.
Not one doubt in my mind that we will fail. I think war is a dangerous place.
In order for us to get the framework, the groundwork, not framework, the groundwork to discuss a framework for peace, to lay the... All right.
I've been thinking a lot lately about England. In the past, the Brits gave us some great entertainment, but lately they've been off their game a bit. Used to be James Bond, Monty Python, The Beatles, Sir Benjamin Hill. But lately it's getting more hit and miss. The latest is Heather Mills on Dancing with the Stars. Heather Mills isn't an actor, athlete, or singer. On the show, they bill her as a charity activist. But that's only because there isn't enough room to write, "Lady who beat the life out of Paul McCartney." The nicest guy in the world. And David Beckham, while we did technically just buy you, we're not really buying you over here. Soccer is slightly less popular than female lacrosse. I've been to a game. And Posh Spice, who needs to lose 20 pounds more to reach your target weight of 50? And there's more. Pete Doherty, this guy. I love him, but I'm glad he stays overseas. The biggest mess in recorded history. Banging the hottest mess, Kate Moss. Pete gets busted every 2 days for drugs. You better watch out for London's tough 400 strikes rule. Sienna Miller is constantly getting pushed on us like she's a hot new bistro. She only got famous because she was cheated on by Jude Law. That and the fact that she's super hot, which is enough in this town. You throw in slutty and you got a fan for life. He can stay. James Blunt. I actually feel bad for James Blunt because he's the only guy in the world who's heard the song You're Beautiful even more than us. So send us the good stuff, England. Give us Zeppelin, the Stones, and Kate Winslet and keep the rest. We're not your trash can. That would be France.
This week, in the wake of his racist and sexist comments, Don Imus was fired from his jobs on CBS, MSNBC, and the upcoming season of Tales from the Crypt. Rutgers women's basketball coach C. Vivian Stringer said Friday that the team had accepted Don Imus' apology. The media responded saying, "Yeah, this isn't really about you."
It's official. The Durham district attorney raped 3 lacrosse players. After negotiations with the Humane Society and PETA, Burger King has announced that it will start buying free-range eggs and pork, while Taco Bell will only serve animals that have been allowed to roam free in their restaurants. For the second consecutive year, the number of sex abuse claims against the nation's Catholic priests has dropped, undisputable proof that fewer kids are going to church.
The Bush administration on Wednesday extended the tours of Army troops in Iraq by 3 months, increasing their stay to a total of 15 months. Troops responded to the news saying, "I'm gay." It was announced that Hooters will open one of its restaurants in Israel this summer. So much for keeping the meat separate from the dairy. It was reported that porn star Jenna Jameson has lost so much weight she was unrecognizable and a disappointment to fans at last weekend's Exotica convention in Miami Beach. Though I imagine much of life is a disappointment to the attendees of an Exotica convention.
Chinese officials have created the first town where women will make all the decisions and unruly men face discipline. It's called the house I grew up in.
School district officials in
in Union City, New Jersey are trying to identify who watched $250 worth of pay-per-view porn using a school cable box. So far, they've narrowed it down to a guy.
Alcohol abuse prevention groups nationwide are asking Anheuser-Busch to pull its new alcoholic drink, Spikes, which they claim are packaged to appeal to underage drinkers. And yet, no complaints about SpongeBob SquarePants. In an interview, Lindsay Lohan says that she wants to play Princess Diana in a film. Unfortunately, the film is Herbie Goes to Paris.
Joe Francis, the founder of Girls Gone Wild, surrendered to federal marshals early Tuesday to face a contempt of court citation after initially defying a federal judge. If sent to jail, Francis will be in for the rude awakening that boys, too, can go wild. The German army this week mistakenly sent a draft notice to a four-week-old baby boy. Said a German army spokesman, "Mistake? There was no mistake."
An Italian man plans to walk 500 miles to Rome and 500 more miles on the return trip to prove his love to his ex-girlfriend after being inspired by the Proclaimer song, 500 Miles. Hopefully this gesture will go over better than the time he was inspired by Smack My Bitch Up.
And, of course, another lacrosse news. Those three Duke kids who spent the last year presumed guilty of assaulting a black woman because the issue had huge symbolic resonance with the media. Turns out they didn't do anything.
We are filing notices of dismissal for all charges. These three individuals are innocent.
Our bad. So, put through hell for over a year. How will the media show contrition?
The rape accuser is Crystal Gayle Mangum. This is her picture.
She made us drag them through the mud. We shall now drag her through the mud. As for the real victims here, you may think they're the three men falsely accused. No. I think we're forgetting the true victim, the person who would stake the most on this case.
Tonight, the scandal continues at one of America's premier universities.
If nothing happened and all these allegations have been made up, why did the lacrosse coach quit?
Why would she run from the house in one shoe?
I don't think they want a lie detector test because they're afraid they won't pass a lie detector test.
Now, I know she seems nice. But what she's saying is actually unfounded and unfair. Not that during this case she showed total inflexibility. Here she is on the importance of DNA to the case.
The clock is ticking down on DNA results. They will make or break the case.
And here she is following a lack of DNA evidence on the unimportance to this case of DNA.
Let me remind everyone, the absence of DNA does not mean a crime did not occur.
But one thing Nancy Grace was consistent on was the importance of hearing both sides of an argument before making a judgment.
In these recent court documents, Nancy, pretty much answer all the allegations, and bar anything else, reasonable doubt is there.
Well, I'm glad you have already decided the outcome of the case based on all of the defense filings. Why don't we just all move to Nazi Germany, where we don't have a justice system and a jury of one's peers?
That's a great point, Nancy, because you know who had a real hard-on for reasonable doubt? Hitler. But as always, for our sweet, sweet girl, God is in the details.
If these guys assaulted this lady and then ejaculated into a towel, you've got a towel with possible ejaculate in it. A rape, sodomy, strangulation, and beating inside a tiny bathroom. The oral swabbing. Vaginal trauma. Question, was it sperm?
How many
many times do you hear that on TV? Seriously, was it sperm? Once we remove Imus, the whole place is cleaned up. Anyway, yesterday the truth comes out. The charges are dropped. It's going to be an awfully bitter pill for Nancy Grace to swallow. Let's see how she handled it on last night's show.
Hey, I'm Jane Velez Mitchell in tonight for Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace isn't in tonight. She is out raping puppies. What? Prove she wasn't.
New rule, candidates don't need to know the price of milk. This week, a reporter asked Rudy Giuliani what the price of milk is, and he didn't know. Please, just because Rudy likes to wear a dress doesn't make him a housewife. He's been married 3 times. When he says he's going out for a carton of milk, he doesn't come back. New rule, stop telling me that vinyl records sound warmer than CDs. I was alive in the 70s, you dipshit hipsters. I know what vinyl sounds like. Scratchy. And when your friend throws you the bong and it hits the tone arm, your fog hat record is ruined, man. When you got a chick over and you're getting your groove on, every 20 minutes you got to get up out of the beanbag chair and flip over the Ray Stevens album. And finally, new rule. Now that liberals have taken back the word liberal, they also have to take back the word elite. By now you've heard the constant right-wing attacks on the elite media and the liberal elite, who may or may not be part of the Washington elite, a subset of the East Coast elite, which is overly influenced by the Hollywood elite. So basically, unless you're a shit kicker from Kansas, you're with the terrorists. You know, if you played a drinking game or you did a shot every time Rush Limbaugh attacked someone for being elite, you'd almost be as wasted as Rush Limbaugh. I don't get it. In other fields outside of government, elite is a good thing, like an elite fighting force. Tiger Woods is an elite golfer. If I need brain surgery, I'd like an elite doctor. But in politics, elite is bad. The elite aren't down to earth and accessible like you and me and President Shit for Brains. Sorry. Okay. Which is fine, except that whenever there's a Bush administration scandal, it always traces back to some incompetent political hack appointment. And you think to yourself, where are they getting these screw-ups from? Well, now we know. From Pat Robertson. I'm not kidding. Take Monica Goodling, who before she resigned last week because she's smack in the middle of the U.S. attorney scandal, was the third-ranking official in the Justice Department of the United States. She's 33 years old, and though she never even worked as a prosecutor, she was tasked with overseeing the job performance of all 93 U.S. attorneys. How do you get to the top that fast? Harvard? Princeton? No, Goodling did her undergraduate work at Messiah College. You know Messiah, home of the fighting Christies. And then went on to attend Pat Robertson's law school. Yes, Pat Robertson, the man who said that the presence of gay people at Disney World would cause earthquakes, tornadoes, and possibly a meteor, has a law school. And what kid wouldn't want to attend? It's 3 years, and you only have to read one book. U.S. News and World Reports, which does the definitive ranking of colleges, lists Regent as a Tier 4 school, which is the lowest score it gives. It's not a hard school to get into. You have to renounce Satan and draw a pirate on a matchbook. This is for people who couldn't get into the University of Phoenix. Now, would you care to guess how many graduates of this televangelist diploma bill work in the Bush administration? 150. And you wonder why things are so messed up? We're talking about a top Justice Department official who went to a college funded by a TV host. Would you send your daughter to Maury Povich U? And if you did, would you expect her to get a job at the White House? In 200 years, we've gone from we the people to up with people. From the best and the brightest to dumb and dumber. And where better to find people dumb enough to believe in George Bush than Pat Robertson's law school? The problem here in America isn't that the country is being run by elites. It's that it's being run by a bunch of hayseeds. And by the way, the lawyer Monica Goodling just hired to keep her ass out of jail went to a real law school.
Awesome. Well, there you had it. Breakup Radio Show number 114 is in the can. And boy, I tell you, it was a tough one. I'm going to get to work on show number 115. It has to be easier than 114. I'd like to thank the subscribers. I'd like to thank those people who send in the occasional check in the mail. And remember, special bonus, if you write donation on your check and then attach a little note saying what you want to do with it, you get an extra 25%. So if you send in $100 for a subscription, we'll give you 15 months. It's all part of our plan to defund the war. So this is Barton K-Drag. I'm hard at work, and I'm out of here.
The game is difficult to roll a double. The struggle ain't right up in your face. It's more subtle, but it's still coming across like the prison tunnel vision. I try to school these bucks, but they don't wanna listen. That's the reason the system making this paper from the prison. And that's the reason we living where they don't wanna visit. Where the dope slangin' keeps playing like Sonny Liston. The money missing in his mouth. Feed, get the brain kicking, thinking of a thousand things. Remember back in the days when the kitchen had eggs and pancakes, chicken and greens and Kool-Aid. When the refrigerator naked in the cupboard. Bear. People got the strip neck and stick them up in the air. Wasn't lies when he told you wasn't nothing to fear. Something don't feel right out here. Now I'm saying
straight up. Don't feel right. Don't feel right.
Inviting my thoughts out, really unboxing my main adversary in the silly concoction. Freeze your face like both silly and toxin. If you ain't trying to get popped, then give me an option. Helicopter shopping from Philly to Compton. The Jones is the richest since the Smiths and the Johnsons. If you ain't saying nothing, you the system's accomplice. It's a play with your conscience, do away with the nonsense. I'm overseeing anything within my circumference. This ain't a press junk and I ain't seeking responses. I stand where the people got the heat and they popped it. You're mesmerized by the calm nonchalantness. I spin a dark web on some John Hitchcock shit. If you ain't speaking your life, your rhymes adopted. If it don't feel right, just stop it, you know what I'm
saying?
Natural disaster got the planet in a panic, y'all. We all got to make that living. Sex, drugs, murder, politics, and religion. Forms of hustling. Watch who you put all your trust in. Worldwide, we coincide with who's suffering. Who never has shit and ain't got nothing. But most struggling. It make you wanna run up in the motherfucking. But hot zone for a piece of the cake back. I can't work for it, I can certainly take that. I'm fired up, thinking about the payback ASAP. You fuck around and be an enemy of the state, black. Ill, but that'll be too real for TV. It's crazy when you too real to be free. If you don't got no paper, then steal the CD. Listen, man, I let you know how I feel to be me. It don't feel right.